Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Walking Out of the Detention Center with Dignity by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 16, 2024. In 2021, the Chinese Communist Party launched a big campaign to arrest Falun Dafa practitioners in our area. I was arrested and taken to a detention center because they said I was a key practitioner. Thanks to masters, Falun Dafa's founder, protection, local and overseas practitioners' help, a human rights lawyer, and my family's support, I was able to walk out of the detention center with dignity 7 months later. I rejoined local practitioners to assist Master in Fa rectification. Part 1. Reinforcing my righteous thoughts and not cooperating with the police. When the police broke into my home, I clarified the truth to them for over an hour. As they took me and my husband downstairs, I shouted, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. When I saw my neighbors outside, I shouted, please remember that Falun Dafa is good. The police didn't stop me from speaking and listened to me quietly. At the police station, I was determined that I would not write any statements against Dafa or betray any practitioner. The police interrogated me 3 times. They asked me when I started practicing Falun Dafa and if I knew a particular practitioner. I refused to answer them or sign anything. The police were very disappointed. I knew I had done well. At the detention center, negative thoughts kept coming into my mind, such as, my parents could not bear the sudden news of my detention and might pass away. What would my child do without me? I was in heart-wrenching agony for an entire month. I kept eliminating these bad thoughts by sending righteous thoughts. Another practitioner encouraged me, this suffering is not in vain. Master is looking after us. Although I suffered like I was in hell, I was determined that I would not betray Master, Falun Dafa, or practitioners. I told the inmates to remember the 2 phrases and asked them to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. When I clarified the truth to them, I felt a warm current flow through my body. I knew Master was encouraging me. Part 2. Things change. I was transferred to another cell. I didn't want to leave the practitioners in my old cell, but when I had to go, I said, we have Master and the Fa with us. We have nothing to fear. The inmates in the new cell were very happy to see me when they learned that I was a Falun Dafa practitioner. When they saw my swollen feet, they blamed the inmates in the other cell for being inhumane. The cell leaders were 2 young university students who were very kind. They gave me socks, food, and other necessities and asked me to sit on the bench. When I first met them, I said, I practice Falun Dafa. Please remember that Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and you will be safe during the pandemic. A practitioner named Ying, that was her alias, had practiced for 3.5 years. She did the Falun Dafa exercises and sent righteous thoughts right under the surveillance camera. She was steadfast in her belief. She was involved in a car accident in 2012, which injured her face. She recited the 2 phrases repeatedly for 7 days and recovered. she started practicing Falun Dafa and began to clarify the truth to people. We encouraged each other and recited the Fa together. I said to her, "Don't acknowledge the persecution." One practitioner was sentenced to 3 years in the Masinja labor camp. She was released in 18 months. I practiced the exercises and sent righteous thoughts. I clarified the truth to the inmates when I had the opportunity. The guard showed me a list of the Dafa books, printer, etc., that they took from my home. They wanted me to sign a document saying that the items were mine. Even though I had fear, I refused to sign it. I told the police calmly, "Falun Dafa is righteous. You will be blessed if you treat Falun Dafa practitioners kindly." The young guard smiled and left without saying anything. One day I sat on the bench and recited the poem, "Born Anew," from Hong Yin. Quote, "As the righteous Fa spreads, untold fiends try to impede. Yet sentient beings do still gain salvation, and human notions change. The degenerate things purged, brightness now shines forth." Unquote. I realized I should change my notions. Even though I was persecuted, I could eliminate karma by suffering hardships, letting go of attachments, and elevating my Xinjing. I could also eliminate the evil by sending righteous thoughts. At that moment, my body experienced a shock. I felt something bad leave my body. I didn't feel sad anymore and felt lighthearted. Ying told me about someone in her Fa study group who studied the Fa and cultivated solidly and did the three things well. When I measured myself against this practitioner, I realized I thought being busy, doing things, and completing tasks was cultivation. My mind wandered while I studied the Fa, and I was complacent. My Xinjing was not good. I felt this was the reason I was persecuted. I stayed in this cell for 9 days. Everyone was good to me and friendly. I persuaded several inmates to quit the CCP. One day, I had a dream where I saw fire falling from the sky into the cell. I told the inmates to repeat the two phrases. They started to recite them. I saw that in another dimension, the fire was extinguished and they were saved. I was transferred to the local detention center 9 days later. Before I left, the cell leader agreed to withdraw from the CCP. Ying told me to only think of good things. Part 3. Refusing to say anything during interrogations. While I was detained in another city, I was interrogated via video call due to the COVID pandemic. They asked if I knew any practitioners. I said I didn't. I told them that they didn't have the final say. They became angry and said, "We will bring your child here. You will stay here forever." I was very worried about my child, but I didn't do anything wrong. I believe Master has the final say. During the video interrogation, they tried to coerce me and make me admit that I was guilty and should be penalized. I said, "I didn't commit any crimes. I didn't do anything that hurts other people. You are persecuting me." They asked who persecuted me. I shouted, "The CCP." They became silent. After the interrogation was over, the guard in the corridor said loudly, "She is a determined Falun Dafa practitioner." They interrogated me 9 times. They said that my husband gave up Falun Dafa and told me to follow suit. My husband was detained at the same time as me. I said, "Everyone makes his or her own choice. That was his choice." I warned them that good is rewarded and evil punished. They threatened me and said, "The CCP rightly persecutes you. If you die here, then you are just a pile of protein." What you say today will determine how many years you will be sentenced. If you don't tell us what we want to know, somebody else will. I told them that I wouldn't say anything and demanded that they send me back to the cell. The procuratorate returned my case to the detention center due to insufficient evidence. A guard from the domestic security division continued interrogating and investigating me. I didn't cooperate with them. In the end, they almost begged me to say something because they knew that I made truth clarification materials. I said, "Please, treasure your lives. Please release me and the other practitioners immediately." Part 4. Letting go of attachments through memorizing the FA. There were 6 practitioners in my cell. The inmates knew Vallandoffa was good and quit the CCP. We got along well. We studied and recited the FA every day and sent righteous thoughts around the clock. The guards didn't care. After I did the chores in the cell, I spent all my remaining time memorizing the FA, sending righteous thoughts, and meditating. I examined myself and found many attachments, such as jealousy, resentment, seeking fame, personal gain, etc. I sent righteous thoughts to dissolve the bad elements. I often lost my temper at home. I knew it was demon nature coming out when I got angry, but I could not control myself. I constantly eliminated it until it was gone. I didn't lose my temper once the entire time, 7 months, that I was detained. When others lost their temper with me, I didn't take it to heart and looked inward. I gradually became less and less attached to my child. Master told us that every being has his or her own fate. Master gave me a hint in my dream that my child was very good and that my husband was good as well, so I should let go of my attachment to them. Through constantly memorizing the FA, every practitioner had strong righteous thoughts. We didn't acknowledge the persecution. We knew Master was taking care of us. I shared the cell with the practitioner who I looked down on and the practitioner who I was jealous of. I eliminated my negative thoughts. We memorized the FA and looked within together. The bonds among practitioners are sacred. We should cherish each other, help each other, cultivate diligently together, and fulfill the mission of saving sentient beings so we can return to our heavenly homes. Part 5. Walking out of the detention center with righteous thoughts. When I heard that other practitioners hired lawyers, I wanted to as well. One day a guard said, "Your trial is coming up soon. Your child wants to defend you." I was surprised and said, "No need, I will defend myself." He showed me 3 copies of the letter of authorization and asked me to sign them. However, I saw a human rights lawyer's name instead of my child's name there. The other practitioner said, "See, practitioners are so good. They hired a lawyer for you." I was very thankful to the practitioners who got me an attorney. I had a bad feeling that the practitioners who were not jailed and my family members deserted me. So when I learned that they got me an attorney, it really boosted my morale. Some practitioners got the complaint while I didn't. My heart was moved, and I asked a practitioner when I could go home. She said, "You can go home when you have cultivated well enough." A practitioner's lawyer visited her and was going to apply for bail pending trial for her. I didn't want my lawyer to do that for me, and I demanded that I be released unconditionally. On the 3rd day, I didn't take a nap. Instead, I sent righteous thoughts that I would be unconditionally released. In the afternoon, a guard shouted my name outside the cell. "Pack up quickly. You are going to be released." Everyone thought it was a joke, one inmate confirmed with the guard, who repeated what he had said before. I told the inmates, please remember that Falandafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I told the guard, please remember that Falandafa is good. Every time I was illegally interrogated, I told the guards who brought me out to remember that Falandafa is good. Many of them were good people. Some listened to me quietly, and some said that they knew Falandafa practitioners were kind. Since my release happened very suddenly, the detention center notified my family members to come pick me up in a hurry. I waited in the reception room for half an hour before they came. Thanks to Master's protection and the help of fellow practitioners, the human rights lawyer, and my family, I walked out of the detention center with dignity.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, I Now Understand How to Cultivate, by a Falandafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 22, 2024. After I was arrested in 2017, I had trouble focusing. My thoughts were negative, and I felt I was being interfered with when I studied the Fa and practiced the exercises. I avoided interacting with other practitioners. During the pandemic, I distributed truth clarification materials a few times, but I was afraid. I wanted to overcome my fear, but I just could not leave my home. When I was studying the Fa, I recalled a passage from Lecture 4 of Duan Falun. Quote, this student slowly got up from the ground and said, there's nothing wrong, you can leave. She brushed the dirt off her clothes and left with her husband. Unquote. I felt Master's vast compassion. Master was waiting for me to pick myself up, and I was moved to tears. I met a veteran practitioner I hadn't seen in years. He gave me a memory card that had recordings of Minghui cultivation sharing articles about overcoming human attachments and the importance of sending righteous thoughts. Listening to it helped change my notions. Part 1, Memorizing the Fa. Master has repeatedly reminded us to study the Fa. I know that I wasted a lot of time. If I want to catch up with the progress of Fa rectification, I need to study the Fa more. I decided to memorize Duan Falun. I memorized the Fa after I finished sending righteous thoughts at 6 a.m. every day for about an hour. I've now reached Lecture 9, and I'm able to remember the first 8 lectures. I think this is miraculous. Master said in Lecture 1 of Duan Falun, quote, cultivation depends on one's own efforts, while the transformation of Gong is done by one's master. Unquote. We just need to have a wish, and Master will open up our wisdom. Every time I memorize the Fa, I hushu, put my palms together, and thank Master. I've benefited so much from memorizing the Fa, and I'd like to tell you about my experiences. Part 2, Learning to Look Within Unconditionally. I memorized this sentence in Lecture 5 of Duan Falun, quote, everything that happens to everyday people is caused by them themselves, unquote. I understood the Fa principle that Master wants us to look within unconditionally. My family, relatives, friends, colleagues, and everyone that I meet have a connection with me. We all knew each other in past lifetimes. Of course, there are both positive and negative affinities. Their behavior towards me helps point out my attachments. I need to look within and eliminate them. When I encountered unreasonable people, I thought, why is he like that? I now understand that they are acting as a mirror for me to examine myself. Although I've practiced for more than 10 years, I feel like I've just started. Part 3, Overcoming Fear. I hid in the house instead of going out because I was controlled by selfishness and fear. I knew that I must cultivate and that I have a mission to save sentient beings. When I understood this, I recalled what Master said in Lecture 4 of Duan Falun, quote, One must truly temper and improve oneself through actual practice, unquote. If I just stayed at home, how could I get rid of my fear? Practitioners also mentioned in their sharing articles that fear is an element that controls people. How can I be controlled by fear? After my righteous thoughts emerged, a practitioner came and said she could give me truth clarification materials. I knew that this was Master's arrangement. I initially could only distribute 20 copies a week. As I memorized the Fa, my righteous thoughts became stronger and stronger. I can now distribute more than 100 copies a week. Every time I go out, I quietly say, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. As I enter each street, I think, Master is asking me to come and save all of you. My fear gradually disappeared during the process of distributing materials. Part 4, Cultivation is Serious. One day I memorized a passage from Lecture 6 of Duan Falun, quote, As an everyday person, whatever should happen to him will occur. He might have other illnesses or encounter other troubles. Is it reasonable to blame Qigong practice for everything? Unquote. Master mentioned everyday person many times in Duan Falun. I always thought he was talking about people who were not cultivating. This time, I understood that he was actually referring to me when I don't think about problems based on the Fa, or when I don't abide by the Fa in my behavior. I finally understood why we must catch hold of our every thought and notion and cultivate ourselves. Cultivation is very serious. When we experience problems or illness karma, our attachments are exposed. We should always remind ourselves that we are cultivators. In the past, when I was studying the Fa, I never felt this part referred to me. Now, when I memorize the Fa, I understand that Master's every sentence and word is teaching me how to cultivate. Thank you, Master, for your benevolent salvation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.